When we think of the American West and the settlement of European peoples in the area, the typical relationship between these two groups is as adversaries. From popular fiction to Western films, the stereotype of cowboys and Indians persists even today. My research, however, on the people who served as Indian scouts from 1866 to 1947 demonstrates that this relationship was far more complicated. In fact, U.S. Indian scouts were part of every army battle across the West during the U.S. Indian Wars of the 1860s to the 1890s. Take James Tangled Yellowhair. When he was 23, he enlisted in a band of Northern Cheyenne scouts based at Fort Keogh in Montana. As an old man, he remembered hearing tribal elders praise Bear Shirt, one of the nicknames for General Nelson Miles, who had encouraged the Cheyenne to become scouts, and Tangled Yellowhair wanted the same glory. Private Tangled Yellowhair ended up joining the U.S. Indian Scouts to participate in the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre. As they dug graves for the unarmed Lakota men, women, and children, he remarked that this was, quote, not at all brave on the part of the soldiers, end quote. Yet he continued to wear the Army blue uniform to stave off hunger, poverty, and the lingering possibility of being labeled hostile to the U.S. government. Tangled Yellowhair was far from alone. Wooden Leg, Lone Wolf, Alchise, William Rowdy, Sinew Riley, and for a time even Crazy Horse were also scouts. Yes, that Crazy Horse. The one who fought Colonel George Custer at the Battle of Little Bighorn in 1876, but later served as an Indian scout in 1877. These Indian scouts provided crucial intelligence about their foes, the so-called hostile Indians across the West. They performed many tasks for the Army, from acting as interpreters, to guarding the Transcontinental Railroad crews, to keeping order on the reservations. They became indispensable soldiers in the Army's role as constables on the frontier. From Army officers such as General George Crook to artists such as Frederick Remington noted the important role that scouts played in the U.S. Indian Wars. But over time, those roles were lost and buried. When they were mentioned, they became generic soldiers, mentioned only as the scouts did this or the Indian scouts moved over there. Understanding them as individuals helps to restore their humanity. Beyond their names rests their actions, which is an important part of understanding the complicated history of the American West. Indian scouts served at battles across the West in places like the Little Bighorn to the Wounded Knee Massacre. For 16 scouts, their actions in these battles led to the Medal of Honor, the highest and most prestigious military decoration. Scouts like Tangled Yellowhair also paved a way for future generations of Native people who served in uniform. He heard his elders talk about General Miles and wanted to join up. Scholars have long pointed out that people join the military because they see others doing it. They are willing to fight to the death because of the person next to them, not necessarily for high ideals. For at least some Indian scouts, service was just that simple. They saw service as a way out of some incredibly bad options in the late 1800s into the 1900s. When we think about the U.S. West, we need to remember this complexity, and that Native Americans then, as now, are a diverse group of individuals who have a variety of experiences, motives, and goals. It's past time to see them as simply stereotypical caricatures and as complex human beings.